Hey guys, thank you for coming to our podcast. We are finally doing another podcast. It's been a very long time, hasn't it, Marcus?
Oh, it has been.
Yeah, so I apologize. I know this COVID crap going around. I had to be quarantined for a week. I don't have COVID, never did, but I had a friend from church who had COVID, and I was at his house before he ended up getting it or got tested for it, so I had to be quarantine, but I'm good, and we're going to be discussing about The Last of Us Part 2, but first, we're just going to try to get a little catchers on. So, Marcus, what have you been up to lately?
I've been nothing. I've just been waiting for a calls for orientation build-up, and just been sitting around playing the PlayStation all day.
Oh, yeah, Marcus will be working, the same place where I'm working, so I'm really excited for him about that, and I'm sure you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you been playing lately?
I've been off and on a lot of things, like Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, and Borderlands 3.
That's cool. Yeah, during my quarantine, I was playing the Batman Arkham trilogy. You know, there were times I get close to the ending and then do this weird, like, it had to shut the application down. I'm like, I was almost at the end. I'll move on to the next one.
I get you.
So, and then I beat it Banjo-Kazooie for the first time, and we made a Facebook group page, and we're just, just discussing about games. It's kind of like one of us to interact with one another, you know, and we'll put a link on our Facebook group page on the descriptions for the podcast. But I was also playing, I bought the Avengers video game, and it's pretty fun. I don't know why everyone, critics are hating on it, but I think it's fun. Maybe it's just because I'm a huge superhero fan, so. But I will say this, playing as the Hulk is so satisfying. It is. It really is.
I mean, you gotta think, he's a bigger character, and he destroys everything in his path.
Yeah, people say it's like a button masher or something, but, and I'm hoping we can maybe do a discussion about that game one day or something, but for now, we are going to be discussing about The Last of Us Part 2. So, The Last of Us Part 2 has been really controversial this summer and this year too, and it was supposed to come out in February, but it got delayed, and then to May or something, and then COVID-19 happened, that got delayed indefinitely, but then it got released in June.
Yeah.
They re-announced it for June, and it came out, you know. So, it takes place back in, after the first Last of Us, about 5 years after the Last of Us 1. But I'm just going to ask you this, Marcus. What did you think about the game? Did you like it or did you hate it? Like everyone, most people have been saying, what did you think about it?
Well, I didn't really hate it. I really did like it. I mean, there was nothing really wrong with it at the first place. But a lot of people have just been giving a lot of hate because of the how the story conflict goes.
Yeah.
Basically, because saying this is basically a story about Ellie's revenge. It's basically what it's about.
And we will be going over spoilers too, but not yet. We'll let y'all know. So, if you're interested in playing this game, we'll let you know. And if you don't want to be spoiled, we would recommend you play the game, either rent it or I think it's on sale now on the.
Yeah, it's on sale on PlayStation Store.
I don't know how much it is though because I bought it digitally. So I'd say maybe like $45 or something. That's my best guess. But yeah. But go ahead, Marcus. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, it's fine. that game is kind of weird, but because it's never done it for the first game before. But we're not playing as one character. We're not just playing as Ellie. We're playing as another character named Abby.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. It's like more time in the game is mostly conflicted more on Abby's story than it is Ellie's.
Yeah.
But overall, it's not bad. I mean, some of the story does make sense about what happened, but overall, I mean,
Yeah, my opinion on the story, at first, when I first played it, you know, I didn't mind it, the story at all at first. I was like, I can understand this, I understand why this happened, why I wanted to, but I will say this, after letting it soak in, I did play some of this morning before I went to church to pick you up, and yesterday before I got Avengers, and, after letting it soak in, the story, I can understand why some people didn't like it, you know, I understand, and then I can admit, sometimes, you know, it's a bit weird and not so good, but the gameplay, though, is fantastic. I will say that. The gameplay is fun. That's why I think it's worth it. But, I mean, if you're kind of worried about, I mean, because if you're worried about spending $60, I mean, it is about 30 hours. So, time-wise, you know, playing wise, it's worth it. But if you're worried about the story, maybe wait till it goes down. Like, for example, like the Essential Picks sale that's going on the PlayStation Store right now. That'd probably be a good chance to try it out. But yeah, gameplay was fun. Like how you prone and stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, I still think it's a game that should be played. Now, if are they going to make a sequel after this one? I have no clue. And if they, my opinion would be, maybe wait after this blows over or something, if they have thought of another sequel, because people, I mean, I don't know. I really like Naughty Dog. They're one of my favorite developers. I mean, they're makers of the Uncharted games, Crash Bandicoot back in the PlayStation 1, Jak and Daxter. You know, those were pretty fun games, you know, and it's really good. But yeah, but I think right now what we're going to do, we're going to go to some spoilers. We'll go over the story. So basically, if you're wanting to know why Ellie is getting revenge, this is spoilers, just warn you. So if you don't want to hear this, you might want to come back later. But anyway, the story is Abby, the girl you play as, kills Joe. And a lot of people did not like it. They really did not like that. They hated her. I actually heard that some people sent death threats to the actress who played as Abby, which
I've heard that too.
Yeah, I'm like, I understand you don't like the character, because I'm not gonna lie, I didn't like the character. Not, I mean, I didn't mind playing as her, but her, I thought she was so mean, or in other words, a bitch. You know,
well,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand. Like, for the reason why she killed Joel is, if you remember playing The Last of Us Part 1. Like, when he saves Ellie from the operation they're about to perform on her, he kills one of the surgeons. And one of the surgeons turns out to be her dad. You know, so I like that. You know, I realized that, you know, she wanted to get revenge. It turned out one of the surgeons was her dad. I like that. I didn't mind that. I mean, I didn't like how, like, in the middle of the story, when you're done playing as Abby, the beginning of her story, she, like, you fight at Ellie. You play as Abby and you fight at Ellie. And I did not like that. That made me a bit uncomfortable, especially after the ending of that. You know, when she's about to kill Dina, Ellie's girlfriend, and she's pregnant, and they're going, and she's like, "Don't stop, she's pregnant." And Abby's like, "Good." And she's about to, like, slit her throat. And I'm like, but then one of the characters left, and we'll discuss about him in a second. So, but yeah, the story, I liked how, you know, they had flashbacks of Joel and Ellie together, like when they went to that museum, that dinosaur museum. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was for her birthday and all that.
Yeah, I like that. And then there was one where they're discussing about wondering if there was more people cured or immune, you know. Yeah, my bad. Immunity. But also, I liked it when they found out, when he told her about the what really happened, when he told her the truth, and she was upset, especially in the ending when, you know, she's like, "My life would have mattered. If you should have let me die, my life would have mattered. You know, I was supposed to die at that hospital." And he was saying, "If God gave me another chance, I probably would do it all. I would do it all over again." I did like that, because they have a good chemistry. They have a good fatherly daughter relationship. When I'm sure, and with Joel, you know, losing his daughter at an outbreak day, you know, it was hard.
First outbreak.
Yeah. But yeah, Abby was really, I'm not gonna lie, this game does not pull its punches. It does not.
It did not.
It does not pull its punches. We're just gonna tell you that right now, because there is some very dark stuff, very dark. I mean, before you reach out, play as Abby, when you reach Owen and, that pregnant girl?
Mel.
Thank you. I was, like, surprised when they found, I mean, I knew she was pregnant at the beginning, but I thought maybe she had the baby until she, like, takes the cone. She was, like, 8 months or almost close. Oh, and I'm like, oh, geez, that's messed up. Mm-hmm. Like, there is some messed up stuff in here. Really messed up stuff. But, you know, but anyway, we'll continue. Graphics look amazing, you know. Graphics look it's beautiful. What did you think about those?
Oh, yes. Like at the very beginning of where they were in Jackson, where you first play Elias the first time. It looks so amazing when it comes to the graphics of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you see most games that are so bad with graphics, with the snow version of it, and when you're in it, you can see the texture of it. breaking. You can see the tracks for it. It's, I can't really explain, but it's very beautiful. The atmosphere of it is grand. But everything was basically like the same from like the very first one. Of course, the combat, the crafting. But the only thing that actually got me was basically, well, kind of it was like the same as the first where you find the training manuals.
Mm-hmm.
But on the second one, basically these training manuals actually give you new skill trees.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty intense. Yeah. Really good.
I actually like it where you can use a water bottle and craft it as a silencer. That was actually pretty cool. Or you can make explosive arrows.
Oh, yes.
And like mines, or you can craft your own arrows now. Or,
oh, yes.
Yeah, and the combat skill. I like the dodge mechanic. It took me a while to get used to that or something because it was a little tricky. Not saying it's bad or anything, but you know, it took a little tricky. But when you first play as Abby and you run into those scars, and I'll tell you that, the scars are scary. I remember when I first run in and they freaked me out. They really did.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember when I first encountered with Ellie when she got shot with that arrow. I freaked. I'm like, whoa, no.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, that scared me. Really scared me. But the crafting is pretty good, you know. And I like also when you craft your guns, upgrade your guns, you know. I like that animation, how it actually shows detail into the guns. Because in the first one, you just do...
Just build it, done.
Yeah, done. But it showed like animation, you know, like sawing off some of the guns or adding some barrel to it or whatever. You know, it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the weapons are pretty cool, too. Like, I know at the end of the game, you get a submachine gun, a silent submachine gun, which is pretty cool. And what I like about this one this time than the first game, on New Game Plus mode, you get all your weapons back.
Yeah, but to, like, a certain point.
Yes. Yeah, to a certain point. Yeah, I mean, when you play the begin, you have to, and when you play the begin, you get the weapons you are given, but...
But my only thing is, you think you have to recollect all the collectibles, or basically like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we collect the collectibles and all that, you have to recollect them, or do we have to, like, continue looking for those?
Yeah, I don't know about the collectibles. Like, I know those card things you get, those Tetra cards, whatever they were called.
Oh, yeah, superhero cards.
Yeah, superhero cards. I do know there's some I feel like I may have gotten. I don't remember. I didn't pay too much attention for those. I actually like the comic books better in the first one.
Oh yes,
those were better. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad or anything, but so Tom, Marcus, what did you think about the character Tommy? What do you think he was going through after he found his brother was murdered right in front of them with Ellie? Unless he was still unconscious.
Well, he was basically unconscious at the time. Ellie saw him die, in which Ellie literally went enraged and was going to hunt down every single one who was involved and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But coming with Tommy, though, when Tommy found out he was enraged, he was actually planning the same result as Ellie, as hunting them for revenge. But I don't blame them because they're brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, brothers stick for each other. I mean, but in that story, Tommy goes off on his own because, I mean, Ellie and Dina venture out themselves, but Tommy snuck out and actually ventured off in his own quest to actually hunt them down.
Yeah, I believe Tommy, I felt his pain. There was one time he did kind of a douchebag move or something, like when it gets close to the end where they leave from Abby, you know, and like they leave Seattle and, you know, Ellie and Dina are on their own, like living as a family. You know, Dina has her baby, you know, and he gets upset. He takes it out on her. He's like, she owed me a promise, you know, and Dina's like, listen, you know what we've been through, you know, I mean, we've been through it. It's not worth it, you know. Yeah, speaking of Dina, what'd you think about her?
I mean, her character is a little bit, really find out more about her is whenever we first found out at the first cutscene where Ellie and Dina share their first kiss. Hmm. Which kind of made me think, like, okay, there's got something to happen between this because them being together, of course, she's going to be involved in this story of the game. Of course, when we heard about Jesse, we had a feeling that he was going to be a part of this as well. But going back to Dina, I mean, it was pretty surprising to find out she was pregnant at the time, and it was pretty odd. I mean, you got to think if you think of the same situation as like Dina being pregnant and you got Mel, you gotta think that's two sections right there. But here's the thing. When Ellie killed Mel, she didn't know she was pregnant at the time, and when she did find out, she lost it. Because she was thinking about Dina about that, you know. But I'm like, when I first saw that, I kind of lost myself. I'm like, woo, you just killed a pregnant woman. They took it to the extreme.
Yeah, it was pretty dark. Yeah, Dina, I actually thought, you know, I was kind of surprised that I thought, you know, due to the previews and some of the trailers, I thought it was going to be Dina that was going to die. Like, she falls in love with Dina, and Ellie falls in love with Dina, and then Dina gets killed, and she goes after revenge, and Joel's going to help her or something, but...
I think it was the other way around.
Yeah, which a lot of people were getting upset about for, like, what's it called? You know, for falsely advertising, you know, false advertisement, so... I don't know why it took me so long to think of that. But anyway. But, yeah, they were upset because, you know, it showed Joel in some cutscenes. But actually, like, for example, you know, like, when Ellie's in the middle of Seattle escaping the wolves. And, you know, Jesse is the one who, like, grabs her, tries to calm her down. Like, and she's like, what are you doing here? She's like, you think I do this on your own? And it showed, like, Joel, that one. I'm not gonna lie. I actually thought it was kind of a good idea to not... you know, show that, because it would have been obvious like that. So, you know, I mean, I know, because, like, I wanted to get justice for Joel. I wanted to get justice when he found out he died. I wanted to get justice for Joel. I wanted to know why they killed him, you know? So, so I understand. But, anyway, also, moving on to the last character we'll discuss about. Oh, wait, and one more after that, my bad. Yes. What did you think about Jesse, you know?
Jesse was basically, like, I mean... he was involved with Dina at the time when they were dating at first. Yep. But obviously, she dumped him, or basically they were over just the fact that Dina didn't find it working out between them. But knowing how what was going through Ellie's mind and Dina's mind, because Dina was all for Ellie to go after them. But Jesse didn't want to be a part of it at first. I think he didn't. I don't remember if he did or not. But he decided to go and actually help them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was kind of surprising to actually see Jesse there at that moment where Ellie was escaping the wolves.
Yeah.
It was, like, very shocking. I thought it would be Tommy, but it was basically Jesse.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was really shocked. I mean, I like Jesse. I thought he was a pretty cool dude. You know, I mean, I understand he cared about the place, Jackson. He cared about it, you know, when Ellie and Dina are done... you know, make
it... I mean, because they said they were going to come back after that.
Yeah. And, like, back before Joel was murdered, like, then he got done. I don't know if they had sex or anything, but when they were, like, smoking weed or something, yeah. And he's like, these people are counting on y'all. Y'all can't be doing this. So he cares about the city, you know, and he was caring about Ellie and Dina when he first moved in. And I thought it was kind of sad and a bit kind of... douchebag move that he had to get killed so quickly and by Abby, especially when she just shoots him in the face and he's dead. I'm like, that's not bad. I remember watching a video, like compilation of people reacting to the game, and one guy's like jumping up. He's like, no, he's like leaving out of the screen because he liked Jesse. He thought he was a pretty cool dude. So,
Yeah.
And then the last character I want to talk about is Lev. Lev is a pretty interesting character. He's a Scar. He's a Seraphite or a Scar, whatever they prefer to be called. I don't remember, but he turns out he is actually a she. He turns out to be transgender or something. So I remember I didn't get it at first, you know, but because he was telling Abby for shaving his head, they're getting onto a boy for shaving his head, and like, hey, man, that's what happened. And then after I found out, and then they called him by her girl name, and I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, oh, he's a girl, you know. So, but yeah, he was contemplating on what to believe in with the Seraphites, and you know, and he sticks with Abby after their run-in with Ellie and them. So he sticks with Abby. They're like in California, you know, and it's crazy. What did you think about Lev?
Lev, I mean, he was a really special character. I mean, he was pretty good with that bow.
Oh, yeah, he was
pretty good with that bow. But when we first encountered Lev, whenever at that moment where you were with Abby, whenever you were actually about to get killed by the scars, and of course, Lev and his sister were involved, of course, that saved Abby, but at the moment where Lev's sister got injured so badly in the arm, basically her arm was broken. I mean, that was a horrible
scene. Oh, yeah, that was really rough to look at.
Oh, man, you say that game's got some brutality. It's got brutality.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Lev was a pretty interesting character, and I liked how Abby was really caring about him. Like, she looked out for it. She was looking out for them, you know, and her conscience was. But since we got done with the characters, and I wanted to talk about gameplay. Apparently, Ellie was originally intended, and I'm looking up notes over this, like, you know, Last of Us Wiki, not Wikipedia. It's called Last of Us Wiki. It's from fandom or something. I don't know, but... Yeah. But apparently Ellie was originally intended to be the sole playable character in the character's single-player campaign. However, it changed at some point before release, with Joel, Ellie, and Abby all being playable for portions of the game. So, basically, I mean, Joel, you play as the beginning of him, only at the intro, and then you play as Ellie, and then you're playing as Abby. So, like, you go, in the first beginning, you kind of go back and forth between them, and then once you hit Seattle, the first 3 days, you play as Ellie, and then you go back, when you run into Abby, it goes back to Abby on day one, and, well, first starts her flashback winter, when since she was in, I don't remember where that city was, but where Ellie was getting her surgery at.
And it was in Seattle, wasn't it?
No, well, no, actually, I don't remember, but, yeah, and her dad's like, they're trying to save a zebra or something. So a zebra caught in some barbed wire. And then, and then when it saw those giraffes and it saw the hospital, I'm like, holy crap, that's why she... And I knew, I was like, that's why she killed Joel, because he murdered dad and he was the surgeon. So it was pretty cool. But apparently, you know, with... Oh, did you want to say something?
Oh, yes. Do you remember that scene? Whatever met... Abby's dad was with the one from the first game. Basically,
Marlene. Yeah.
And Marlene actually gave him orders to go ahead and do the surgery and kill her.
Yeah. Well, she didn't want to at first. I remember that, because she was saying, like, is there any other way? He's like, no, there's no other way. I'm like, what I didn't understand is, why didn't they just talk to Joel and have a talk with him instead of just saying, hey, they're doing the surgery, boom. I'm like, I understand that. They should have at least tried to talk with her instead. And one thing I didn't understand, I had a conversation with a guy at work about this. If they ever knew, I don't know if they knew who Ellie was or not, you know, but I'm like, if they wanted Joel, why didn't they take Ellie, you know? And a friend of mine said, well, probably because it was already too late, you know, because of, you know, society was already gone. The Fireflies weren't gone, except mentions the Fireflies somewhere in California or somewhere.
Something like that.
Yeah, like when you're in California playing as Abby. And I always thought about that. I'm like, why didn't they just take her? They knew she was the cure or something, which, you know, they were in a different group, the Wolves or WLF. So that always struck me odd. But yeah, but apparently Abby and Ellie, they have different weapons. I mean, they have the same handgun, but they, like, Abby has a pump, like not pump shotgun, a double barrel shotgun, and Ellie has a pump shotgun. You know, semi-automatic, well, not semi-automatic, something like that. But, you know, and what I thought was cool is how Ellie has a bow, but Abby has a crossbow. I'm like, that's actually kind of pretty cool, you get a crossbow. So
yeah, but the kind of thing is, whenever we got done with one mission where you guys leave the Scars territory, where it got set to blaze.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Abby lost all of her weapons.
Oh, yeah.
During that whole ambush when you fought the final boss of that series area over there. Just to save Lev from getting killed.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty intense there.
It was intense.
Especially that big dude. You know, when he's like Abby uses that sickle or whatever. Yeah, and slices
his mouth. Yeah, it's like he looks so creepy. He was still fighting.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So, Marcus, tell me about what do you think about the enemies? Like, for the enemies, we've got our basics. There's a couple new enemies, but we've got basically the runners. You know, they like to run. They're like Dawn of the Dead zombies and whatnot, or 48 days, whatever it's called, 30 days later.
Yeah.
And we got clickers, which are very terrifying, very even more scary looking. So, and then we got bloaters, which are very ugly looking, scary looking. And then we've got these new enemies, one called shamblers. And what they are, if I remember correctly, they're some kind of, they're absorbed by the moisture or something around the air, and they explode this gas, this acid gas or something that can burn you or something. What'd you think about them?
Well, that is a very good one. I mean, it's, I mean, they were very dangerous enemy when we first encountered one of those. I mean, because did we not really encounter one of those in one of those, like, the flashbacks with Joel and Ellie, where they were actually, you know, patrolling?
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we encountered one where Ellie was actually journeyed out on the boat in the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, in the basement, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out of nowhere, and you have very little room just to get away from it.
Mm.
But it's very terrifying. That kind of enemy was very terrifying. It takes a lot of bullets to actually put that thing down.
Yeah, it does.
Unless you are pretty mischievous to actually put down traps. Because, I mean, traps really do some damage.
Yeah, and then we have these things. They're kind of like the same thing as Runner. They're called stalkers or something. What they do is, like, they just lurk around. They dodge or something like that.
Something like that. They actually run away, but they actually they hide behind corners. Kind of like the main characters do whenever they go into stealth. They do the same thing, and they wait for you. And if they know that you're getting close, they'll stalk and move away and try to get behind, like, in the close quarters behind you to it. Sneak attacking you from behind.
Yeah, and then we have the I thought they were really scary, too, and they were very ugly looking with those spore thing coming out of their heads or something. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And yeah, you gotta think, there was this one part where, like, it was in the underground or something like that. I don't remember where. But some of these,
I dropped an M&M.
Yep, M&M down. back to topic. We have, if you remember the underground part where there was, like, spores on the bottom of it?
Mm.
And some of these stalkers were actually imbued to the wall. Remember that part?
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even notice that they were not in the wall. But until you get close enough, they jump out at you.
Oh, yeah, that scared me.
That scared me. And I was like, I had to look at the wall because I saw, like, a red marker on it. And I was like, wait a minute. I shot it, and then it came out of the wall.
Mm.
So I was like, I had a flamethrower, of course, because I think it was, like, with a... Was it Abby that had a flamethrower?
Yeah, yeah. Abby had a flamethrower.
And I just roasted all of them. Just like, get away.
Hmm.
But back to the topic of characters
mm-hmm.
and enemies. But the enemies, there was this one that really got me very going, which is basically the Rat King.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
The Rat King is mostly like kind of like a bloater or something like that, a shambler.
Yeah, it looked like a bloater, like two bloaters mixed together with a part with a couple clickers. So they looked like they were just mashed together. And it
has some stalkers on it.
And I tell you this, if you get caught, which I did in my first couple playthroughs, and it can break your neck or rip your limbs off.
Instant.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I died a couple times on it because I got too cocky.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
I was like, ah, and then all of a sudden, darn. I lost a couple times. But I finally got it, but obviously the fact of when you get toward a certain point of the fight where some of them other pieces of him actually come off and actually go out. So you're basically fighting more than just one enemy. Which was, I mean, okay, I find it fine. But it was just like, I never expected to be like all these infected into one character, one monster.
Yeah, I was actually pretty shocked about that too. But, yeah, but since we talked about the enemies, we'll talk about the ending of the game. So, basically, what happens is, after they leave Seattle and Abby beats them, you know, Ellie is having a family life with Dina and her Snoop and her baby son, JJ, I believe is what they named him.
I think it was JJ.
It was JJ because of Joel and Jesse, so. But, yeah, Tommy comes up and he had reports saying that, you know, Abby's somewhere in California. Which, I kind of like you were able to go to California. I thought that was pretty cool. So, but at the end, you encounter these guys called the Rattlers or something. Mm-hmm. I believe that's what they were called.
Basically, a last-minute group.
Yeah,
the very end of the game.
Yeah, and, you know, you end up getting a submachine silence gun. So, and it was when you rescue the people that were held prisoners by the Rattlers, they try to find out, they find out Ellie got bitten by a... by a clicker, and they're like, oh, she's infected. And she's like, get that thing away from me. They don't know she's immune. Mm-hmm. So they said, you're looking for a woman named Abby? Check out there. And they have like these bodies, like kind of like a crucifixion kind of way. Kind of a
crucifixion, but they're actually pikes on the beach. Basically, it's where they're out there in the blazing sun,
mm-hmm.
starving to death and actually getting heated up, actually to die from heat.
Yeah, and then you see Abby and Lev there. Abby, she looks way different. Like, her hair is cut off. She doesn't look very buff. She's, like, malnourished. And
I mean, she's been probably posted up there for a long time.
Yeah, probably. She looked way different. I mean, I tell you, she looked very buff. A lot of people say there's no way a woman can be that buff or something.
She basically kind of looked like a man.
She kind of had man arms, I will say that.
Yeah, man arms.
Yeah. But anyway, so Ellie helps her down, and they're about to leave until she remembers Joel's death, and she's like, I can't let you leave. She's like, I'm not doing this. She's like, oh, you're going to fight me, or I'll kill Lev, you know? So they find, and it's really intense. Like, you know, Abby ends up buying, like, two of Ellie's fingers off. Like,
her pinky and her ring finger off.
Yeah. And Ellie's about to drown her until she remembers Joel, and she just lets her go. Which a lot of people, I know, were upset about that. They're like, we get nothing, you know? I mean, and I remember Neil Druckmann, the guy who directed the game, saying that she would have lost her soul or something, if her soul would be gone if she killed her. So, but basically, it was about breaking the cycle of revenge, you know, because it'd be one. Because one person mentioned, like, if she did kill Abby, then Lev would come after her, so it would never end. So a lot of people didn't like it. And then I think the most heartbreaking one of all at the ending is when you go back to the house with Dina, where Dina and her son are gone, because Ellie, she didn't want no part of it. She wanted to be done with it. She wanted to move on, you know, and Ellie is trying to play the guitar. And I didn't know this because I don't play guitar. I don't know much about it, but I didn't know you need all your fingers to play guitar, and she couldn't play it. I remember hearing a review about that, and she remembers a time the day before Joel was killed, you know, that after that incident with Dina, you know, being Dina kissed by Dina, and you know, they're saying, hey, I'm willing to move on from this if you are, and they're gonna try their best. And then she leaves for the guitar, and I'm like, that was kind of heartbreaking. What did you think about that ending?
Well, when it comes to back then, as soon as Ellie was done, she decided she'd come home. But obviously, she comes home to nothing. Everything's gone. And Dina's gone, and the child's gone. Basically, what was left was basically met odds and ends. Of course, the guitar that Joel gave her was still there. That final play, whenever she played that guitar, she couldn't play it no more because she had lost two fingers. Basically, so tragic whenever she left that guitar in that room by the window and walked out of that house leaving.
Yeah.
Leaving that cutscene, leaving. But I'm not really sure where it's going to take her. I mean, she's all by herself.
Yeah, and that's why I'm thinking, will they make a part three? They said they were thinking about it, but they said it'd be very hard, which I wouldn't blame, especially after this controversy, because this is what I would have done. I mean, I've heard they're going to make, like, either a Jack and Daxter reboot or maybe Uncharted 5, or which I don't know why they would make that, because I don't know, they would, but, or, and they, I heard they were going to make a sci-fi game, which that would be pretty cool, so, but go ahead, what were you going to say?
We're going back to, like, Uncharted, but Uncharted 4 should be the last.
Yeah, like, last of Nathan Drake's dream, but I also heard that, you know, they're making a PlayStation studio that are going to keep making Uncharted games, like, a spin-offs or some stuff, I don't know.
Well, it should be with different characters,
because, yeah. I
mean, you think, at the very end of Uncharted 4, of course, they're seeing that, Nathan and, what was the...
Elena.
Like, Elena?
Yeah.
Of course, they're married, they have their own kid, and they look older.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that should be the spinoff and end of all that.
Yeah.
But until they came out with Uncharted Lost Legacies,
mm-hmm.
which came with,
Chloe and Nadine. Chloe.
And who?
Nadine.
Nadine. Working together, which I never played it yet. You have.
It's pretty fun. I mean, you should be able to get it good now for like $20-$30, maybe $20-$30. It's
basically
bucks.
A PlayStation exclusive, like
$20. I mean, it's pretty fun. I like it.
But back to the subject we're back on. But it would be a strange coincidence if they ever made a third. But like you said, it would probably be hard because Ellie's on her own.
Yeah, and then Abby, she's off somewhere. She's trying to find the Fireflies, so I don't know if it's going to continue with Abby or Ellie, or maybe do both somehow. Maybe they run into each other again. I don't know how they're going
to
do
that. Basically, they said they don't want to really see each other again, I think. That's,
oh, really?
I don't think that will be. Of course, she let her go.
Yeah.
Of course. But, knowing that, it would actually be a little bit more of a coincidence if Ellie actually found Tommy again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it went back to Jackson. Mm. Which, not really for certain, because I'm like, we don't know where Dina went.
Yeah, we don't. And we don't know what happened to Tommy. I remember Tommy and his wife, Maria, they having a break or something. So, yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, it's really, but yeah, it's this. I think the ending's pretty sad. I mean, I know this ain't about the first, ain't like the first, but yeah, am I concerned? I still think it's a good game to play. I mean, but the story, I mean, it's all right, you know, mixed bag sort of, but I'm not going to hate it for it. I mean, the gameplay's fantastic, and I know there's supposed to be like a multiplayer game coming out, factions, or I'm kind of hoping what they'll do, if they do a multiplayer thing, they'll do like, not just deathmatch, like one where you can continue fighting enemies like they do in Uncharted 4. Like, I forgot what it's called. Survival mode or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, I hope they do that. Because I thought the combat was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anything else you want to talk about?
Not really, not at all. All
right. Well, guys, we hope you enjoyed this podcast, this review. Next time, whenever we can, I still have to beat this game. Marcus has already played it, beaten it, but he's already platinum too, right?
Yeah, platinum.
All right. And we are going to go over Ghost of Tsushima. I don't know when that will be because I don't know how far I am. I'm in Act 2 right now, but I haven't played it in a couple weeks because I've been playing other games. So, but we're going to put a link to our Facebook group page on the link, and also our Facebook podcast page on the link. If you liked us, leave a like. Follow us, leave a comment, and we hope you enjoyed. Thank you, guys. Dave on Friends out.